This is Akashvani, the news read by Apu Gapak. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has hailed the Indian Armed Forces for Operation Sindoor's success and said that their valour brought Pakistan to its knees. Prime Minister Modi said Pakistan will have to pay a price for every terrorist attack in India. He said Pakistan can never win a direct war against India, so it has made terrorism a weapon to fight against India. Modi was addressing the function after laying the foundation stone and inaugurating various development projects worth over 26,000 crore rupees in Palana near Bikaner in Rajasthan today. Modi said that Pakistan has been continuously spreading terrorism since independence, but now the price of such incidents will have to be borne by Pakistan's army and its economy. Modi asserted that there will be no trade or talk with Pakistan.
पाकिस्तान के साथ न ट्रेड होगा न टॉक अगर बात होगी तो सिर्फ पाकिस्तान के कब्जे वाले कश्मीर की और अगर पाकिस्तान ने आतंकियों को एक्सपोर्ट करना जारी रखा तो उसको पाई पाई के लिए मोहताज होना होगा.
Earlier during the public function at Palana in Bikaner, PM Modi dedicated to the nation multiple development projects worth over 26,000 crore rupees, highlighting the initiatives taken to create robust infrastructure in the country in the last 11 years. The Prime Minister said several big initiatives have been taken to create modern road and rail infrastructure. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today asserted that cessation of firing and military action during Operation Sindoor was negotiated directly between India and Pakistan. In an interview with a Netherlands-based broadcaster, Dr. Jaishankar said that U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio spoke to him while U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance talked to Prime Minister Narendra Modi, highlighting that it is natural that nations call up amid conflict between two nations. A multi-party delegation headed by JDU MP Sanjay Kumar Jha today interacted with leading Japanese think tanks in Tokyo and briefed them on India's zero tolerance against terrorism. The delegation, which arrived in Tokyo in the first leg of their five-nation tour, discussed regional security challenges, including state-backed terrorism. Meanwhile, an Indian all-party delegation arrived in the United Arab Emirates early this morning, marking a significant step in New Delhi's diplomatic outreach under Operation Sindoor. The third multi-party delegation led by DMK MP Kanimozhi Karunanidhi has left for a five-nation visit to further expose Pakistan-sponsored terrorism. Former U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton has said that India is fully justified in taking self-defensive action against terrorists targets in Pakistan following the deadly terror attack in Pahalgam that claimed 26 lives. Speaking to a private news channel yesterday, Bolton stressed that Pakistan must take responsibility for controlling the terrorist attacks activities within its borders, warning that failure to do so could lead to serious consequences. He also pointed to the growing Chinese influence in Pakistan as a major concern for India, highlighting the supply of Chinese military aircraft to Pakistan as part of the threat. India has declared a Pakistani official working at the Pakistan High Commission in New Delhi persona non grata for indulging in activities not in keeping with his official status in India. The official has been asked to leave India within 24 hours. External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that charge D affairs of the Pakistan High Commission was issued a demarche to this effect today. He was asked to strictly ensure that none of the Pakistani diplomats or officials in India misuse their privileges and status in any manner. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri today met Japan's Vice Minister for Foreign Affairs Takehiro Funakoshi in Tokyo, Japan. While attending the Foreign Secretary Vice Minister dialogue, Misri conveyed India's message on zero tolerance on terror. The Union Ministry of Environment, Forest and Climate Change today launched a nationwide mass mobilization campaign, One Nation, One Mission and Plastic Pollution, in the run-up to World Environment Day 2025. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.